From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. I'm James O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of The Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of The Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary G. Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. If you'd like to contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I'll return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here is Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends. In the precious name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, I wish to welcome you to this Friday edition of The Living Truth, where throughout the course of this week, we've been talking about prayer, a powerful gift of God to His children. And we've shared some biblical observations and some personal thoughts. And yesterday, we talked about prayer from the divine perspective. And we looked at Jeremiah chapter 33 and verse 3, where we learned that prayer is a divine institution. That is, it's God's idea. Prayer is a divine promise in that God will answer our prayers as born-again believers who pray, faith-believing, with the right motive that God will be glorified. And then we learned yesterday that prayer is a divine tool because it's through prayer that God will show us great and mighty things which we would not know other than through prayer. So how is your prayer life? Is it vital? Is it effective? Is it growing? I would encourage you to take a good look at your prayer life, because since prayer is a command of God, if we do not pray, then we are sinning. Think about that. Since prayer is a command of God, if we do not pray, then we are sinning. Well, today, I want to wrap up our series by looking at prayer from the human perspective and just share a couple of thoughts with you. First of all, from the human perspective, prayer is a personal command. I just mentioned that a moment ago. We've talked about it several times throughout the course of this week, but I just want to give you a verse of Scripture among many, I might add, where we see that prayer is a personal command. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 17. Many of you know that. 1 Thessalonians 5:17 says, pray without ceasing. Now, obviously, that doesn't mean to walk around with our heads bowed, our eyes closed, our hands folded, and being on our knees. No. It means to be in the constant attitude of prayer. So that when somebody's name comes to our mind, we pray for them. So that when a certain situation pops up, we pray about it. But the fact of the matter is, we are to be consistently talking with God. And we can do that when we drive down the highway. We can do that when we are sitting at the dinner table. Listen, I do it many times as I'm preaching. I say, Lord, help me. Give me wisdom. Give me strength. Give me direction. But prayer for every believer is to be something that we do consistently. It is a command. Prayer is to be our life. Prayer is to be our life. It's not just to be a thing that we do before a meal or during a midweek service or some special prayer time. No, we are to be praying on a regular, consistent basis without ceasing. And then watch how we will build our relationship with God. The second point I share with you from the human perspective is that prayer is a matter of personal need for effective ministry. Prayer is a matter of personal need for effective ministry. We go back to Matthew chapter 17, and I don't really have the time to delve into this passage of Scripture, but you are familiar with it, I'm sure, where there was a demoniac boy, and his father came to the disciples and asked them to rebuke the devil. Well, they couldn't do it. They could not cast this devil out of this boy. And so the father brought the boy to Jesus, and Jesus did it. And then the disciples said, why could we not do it? Why were we not able to cast out the devil, the demon, in this demoniac boy? And Jesus answered that by saying in Matthew chapter 17 and verse 21, this kind goeth not out, but by prayer and fasting. Jesus was saying, you can't do these major ministry tasks apart from prayer and fasting. Let me ask you today, my friend, do you pray and fast? Do you? I've come across people who have never fasted in their life. And their prayer life, even though they are Christians, is very limited. You see, there's a tremendous technique to fasting. I'm not going to get into it today because of the lack of time. But basically speaking, to fast means to set aside a meal and take the time that you would take to eat that meal and pray. Sometimes people set aside one meal a week and fast and pray. Sometimes people will set aside 3 meals a day, or they'll not eat for a week, whatever the case may be. But it's just not eating. Fasting means that the amount of time that I would give to eat to minister to my physical needs, I will take that same amount of time and not eat and talk with God. And fasting combined with prayer brings great results. Do you fast and do you pray? I won't go into it today, but I could share with you illustration after illustration after illustration after illustration how that through fasting along with praying, I've been able to see God work. It is a personal need for effective ministry. Thirdly, we find that prayer is a personal power for serious needs. A personal power for serious needs. Remember James chapter 5 and verse 16b? James chapter 5, verse 16b says this. You know it. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Wow. And then, of course, if we had time, we would go into it. But it begins to, in verse 17 and 18, well, just allow me to read it. It says, Elias, that is Elijah, was a man subject to like passions as we are, and he prayed earnestly that it might not rain, and it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. You see, James says, the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. The effectual, fervent prayer, that means earnest, serious prayer brings great results. And of course, then James uses Elijah as an illustration. He was a man just like you and me. Faced the same temptations, the same trials, the same sin that we face. And yet he prayed, and it didn't rain on the face of the earth for 3.5 years. After that, he prayed again, and it started to rain. Listen, when you and I pray fervently, then our prayer will be effectual as we pray for serious needs. What is your need today? What are your needs today? Pray earnestly, pray fervently, and watch God work. Number four, from the human perspective, prayer is a personal sedative for worry. Prayer is a personal sedative for worry. Remember Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7? The Word of God says, be careful for nothing. That means don't be anxious about anything. Don't worry over anything. Yes, worry is sin, by the way. And it says, be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God, and the peace of God. The peace of God, say that with me. The peace of God shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Oh, You know, there are many people under the sound of my voice today who don't have peace. They're Christians. They're saved. They are born again. They are on their way to heaven through faith alone in Jesus Christ alone. And yet they worry and they fret and they fear and they bite their fingernails and their toenails or whatever the case may be. They worry. You see, rather than worrying, we should pray. God takes away the fear when we pray. God takes away the anxiety when we pray. God takes away the worry when we pray. We just need to learn to pray. You see, prayer is the best nerve pill that I know. And I cannot tell you, ladies and gentlemen, how many times I faced a certain situation in life and began to worry about it and worry about it. And then all of a sudden, the Spirit of God convicts me, and I pray about it, and just like that, the problem is solved. Prayer brings the peace of God. It's a personal sedative. Well, I trust this little study on prayer this week has been a blessing and a challenge to you. I want to end the series, though, by asking this question. If your next meal depended upon prayer, would you eat? Do you get the essence of that? If your next meal depended upon prayer, would you eat? The fact of the matter is your prayer life effective? If you don't have food on the table, can you pray for it and know that God will provide? You think about that. Well, I want to thank you very, very much for being with us this week. The Lord willing, I will be back with you again Monday. Until then, I'm Pastor Gary Dull saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no cost for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to help defray the costs of handling and shipping. Our address is The Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at simply wayoftruth@juno.com. Please visit our website. It's www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth radio broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Dr. Gary Dull, I'm James O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.